The Maine Center for Disease Control is now prioritizing COVID-19 test results for residents and employees in long-term care facilities and nursing homes. That change marks a departure from federal guidelines, which had originally ranked testing in such facilities as a lower priority. But as Steve Missler reports, the change comes amid concern that the federal test ranking was ignoring the risk of infections in nursing homes to both residents and staff.
The woman coughing is a resident of one of Maine's 90-plus nursing homes. She isn't shown in the video that was recently posted online, but she is awaiting results of a COVID-19 test that was taken more than a week ago. Dr. Jabbar Fazeli, a geriatrician in southern Maine, said he posted it to illustrate what he sees as a growing problem in Maine's nursing homes and 200 long-term care facilities during the coronavirus pandemic.
What we need is to be able to test, get the results within hours.
Instead, Fazeli says test results for people are taking days, sometimes weeks. Not only is that leaving residents and their families at these facilities feeling anxious, but it's also affecting the workers.
It's exacerbating the nationwide shortage of PPE.
Shelley Hayden is the director of clinical operations at Continuum Health Services, which operates 4 long-term care facilities in Maine with roughly 800 residents. When she mentions PPE, she's talking about personal protective equipment, which is used by healthcare workers to prevent getting infected with COVID-19. There's a national shortage of PPE, and Hayden says that when a resident in a long-term care facility shows symptoms of an infection or is tested for it, workers have to use more of the gear until either that resident is transferred out of the facility or tests negative for the coronavirus. And Dr. Fazeli says faster testing helps nursing home workers treat residents while also easing the workers' safety concerns.
At this stage, when there's a pandemic, we need to be detecting those early. The negatives help a lot.
The root of the problem is a statewide backlog in testing that stood at 1,300 as of Thursday and is linked to a national shortage of a critical reagent that is used to complete the tests. Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah says tests from nursing homes were delayed further because the state had been following federal guidelines that ranked the facilities as a lower priority to return results.
The reason was that nursing homes can restrict the number of visitors and were thought to be a slightly lower risk.
And because the state has already restricted visitation to nursing homes, the thinking was that the risk was lowered even more. But Shaw says that view has changed this week after the federal CDC released a report showing a high transmission of COVID-19 on another closed but congregate setting, cruise ships. That report prompted the Maine CDC to on Wednesday elevate nursing home tests to the top tier, alongside healthcare workers, first responders, and hospital patients who have a high fever or respiratory symptoms.
It was pretty clear to us that congregate settings had a higher risk of transmission than we thought the U.S. CDC was attributing to them. And so for that reason, as of yesterday afternoon, we've actually bumped them up to tier one.
Shelley Hayden with Continuum Healthcare says the higher priority for testing should make a big difference.
I think this elevation of priority absolutely will help, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Hayden says she's already seen a difference with one resident whose negative test result was returned in 24 hours. As for which nursing home residents should be tested, Dr. Shaw with the Maine CDC says that decision still rests with physicians, as it does for everyone else. But he advised against testing residents who don't show symptoms.
Testing an individual who is not ill doesn't reveal information that is useful to either a clinician or to a public health person.
Shaw also says that the Maine CDC is working on purchasing new equipment that should help ramp up testing and clear a backlog that he says is unacceptable. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And Maine Public's Patty White contributed to that report.